responders. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This theft of U.S. government information and its publication without regard to the consequences is deeply distressing, and we continue to address all of the challenges it presents and call on countries around the world and businesses to assist us in preventing any of the consequences that could either endanger individuals or other interests internationally.
Wanted, dead or alive. That's not too far from the truth. British authorities arranging to meet with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. There's Mrs. Clinton taking an overview, if you will, talking about the latest release of information from WikiLeaks. So Mr. Assange arranging to talk with the police. Swedish authorities want to talk to Assange about a number of different things. And so on it goes. This guy is public enemy number one. Never mind the terrorists. Oh, no. Never mind the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. No, this guy single-handedly has upended the world of political nicety and is the reason that people are talking about some stuff that at this point doesn't seem to be very sensitive at all. And so I continue to be where I was through not only this episode, but the one last summer. What's the big deal other than people have been embarrassed? This is the kind of stuff that we ought to know about what's going on in government. Some of you agree with me, some of you disagree, and that's fine. So help yourself to 800-510-8255. Later on in the hour, we'll take a lot of calls as time allows. Also, texting to 646-926-DUG. Answer on Twitter.com. This is a big deal. And it ought to be something. We're never all going to agree on everything, and that's healthy. But the latest release of tens of thousands of U.S. cables, this business about him being involved in a rape, I don't know the facts, frankly, but I'm guessing at my own peril of sounding foolish sooner or later that this is a trumped-up charge. The international big boy community, the political governor, the governments of the world, when it comes to stuff like it's amazing how everybody unites, isn't it? We all can be friends if there's a bad guy that we can all focus on. So the lawyer who represents Mr. Assange, Mr. Mark Stevens, says the police telephoned him to say they have received an extradition request from Sweden. One of the this is the rape thing. WikiLeaks now divulging a list of key infrastructure sites around the world that, if attacked by terrorists, could critically harm U.S. security. All right, now that's not good. That's not a good thing. But maybe what it does is make us stronger. You know how the government is. There are things that happen, and then people say, well, how'd that happen here? Maybe this gets us to be more on guard and more alert, and maybe we strengthen security because of this. Here's reporter Peter Alexander on the countdown with the latest about the rumors that Assange will meet with Scotland Yard authorities. Also some talk that he has more damaging documents that he is holding for his own protection.
We just wrapped up a conversation with Mark Stevens. He is one of the attorneys for the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, within the last hour or so. A place and time is presently being negotiated for Assange to meet with Scotland Yard, with British authorities. It is unclear from that conversation whether or not Assange will be arrested during that meeting. There will be no representation from Sweden at the time of that meeting as well. It's important to note that Assange right now is wanted for questioning in Sweden. I just returned from Stockholm and spoke to the prosecutor about this specifically. He is accused of sex crimes with two women in that country that they accuse him of having done to them, taking place in August. Now, to give you a better sense of where we stand in this entire story right now, this has become an international game of high stakes, an international standoff, I guess we should say, right now, between this defiant computer hacker and the American government. There are some new releases just coming out within the last 24 hours. These are described as not for internet distribution. They reveal what the State Department describes as critical infrastructure, key resources overseas. That includes factories, pipelines, and oil terminals that are described by these cables as so vital that if they were destroyed, it would immediately affect the national security of the United States. Now, with that said, Julian Assange is also holding over the head of the American government and, frankly, over governments worldwide, what he refers to as a secret cache. He said that he has this cache with new documents. They reveal details about BP, Bank of America, and Guantanamo Bay, it's believed. But this cache of files is locked, according to some reports here in Britain, by a key code of sorts that is 256 digits long, where only Assange and his inner circle of friends contain the key. It's described by some computer security experts as a ticking time bomb.
Tick, 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 800-510-8255. If you're new to this concept on the radio, it's conversation about conversation. We are reviewing over the period of 24 hours some 40 to 45 different talk radio stations with individual hosts and ideas about the issues of the day. And we also are monitoring what's on the talk television channel. So we put together talk radio, talk television, with their input, then your thoughts at 800-510-8255. So stand by for that.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Or call us. So you can do that. And then when you're done with that, you can call us at 800-510-8255 with what you really think about Julian Assange, whether or not what he's doing is a threat to the American way of life, or is it just a threat to the American way of being in charge, in a sense. Here from MSNBC, David Gregory speaks with Senator Mitch McConnell, who doesn't like Mr. Assange.
Let me ask you about this WikiLeaks controversy. How much damage has been done here? What's the real story here that you're focused on?
I think the man is a high-tech terrorist. He's done an
Assange.
He's done enormous damage to our country. And I think he needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And if that becomes a problem, we need to change the law. I think it's done enormous damage to our country and to our relationships with our allies around the world.
Is there a question of incompetence here in the Obama administration in your mind about how this happened?
Well, I'm sure that they're going to pursue the way it happened internally as well. I hear that they know who did it. That individual also should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And they need to be looking at how we can avoid this in the future.
Well, that is the issue of information sharing. And Secretary of State Clinton has said, you know, part of the problem after 9/11, more of an emphasis on information sharing. In fact, the Pentagon, she specifically said, has more access to a lot of these cables. And ultimately, that's where Private Manning, who was accused of doing this, got that information. Is information sharing the problem, the ability to download information in the government?
I don't know. But we sure need to look at it thoroughly because this is a huge problem.
I think maybe the most operative word there is, I don't know, Mitch McConnell taking the expected line with Mr. Assange. 800-510-8255, email the Doug at DougStephan.com. From CBS, David Martin, detailing a report on the sites vital to the United States, which have been released here this week by WikiLeaks.
If Osama bin Laden, wherever he is, needed a to-do list, he's got one now, courtesy of WikiLeaks. A secret State Department cable listing sites around the world vital to U.S. national security and public health.
Leaking a list that purports to lay out critical infrastructure is like painting a target on the companies or the entities which are listed.
Former Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff was once responsible for what's called the National Infrastructure Protection Plan. The list of overseas facilities goes on for four single-space pages, covering the globe from mines in Africa that produce critical minerals to labs in Europe that manufacture life-saving drugs. Want to find the most critical gas facility in the world? According to the document, it's the Nadym gas pipeline junction in Russia. How about a critical, irreplaceable source of power in portions of northeast U.S.? Just Google Hydro-Quebec in Canada. Or maybe the plant in Preston, England, that makes parts critical to the new F-35 Joint Strike Fighter.
Now, some of the infrastructure is very well protected and probably not very much a terrorist could do. But there may be some elements that are not well protected or not well known.
Attacks damaging to the U.S. could occur on any continent and in unlikely places that might never have occurred to bin Laden or any other terrorist. Like a lab in Kvistgaard, Denmark, which makes smallpox vaccine, or an undersea cable connection in Brookvale, Australia. Flood-controlled dams along the Rio Grande between the U.S. and Mexico. A tin mine in Peru. A chromite mine in Kazakhstan. Even a plant in Italy that produces an antidote for snake bites.
What happens in one part of the world can have a very direct impact on another part of the world.
That would seem to make this cable potentially the most damaging of all the 250,000 released over the past week by WikiLeaks. But U.S. officials say other cables, like the one describing the quirks of Libya's Muammar Gaddafi, could result in the recall of a small number of American ambassadors who can no longer deal with their host government.
In some countries, American diplomats are now forbidden to take notes in meetings with local officials so those embarrassing quotes don't show up in State Department cables.
Yeah. And you think that the terrorists or people who are our enemies don't know about most of this stuff? I think this is a tempest in a teapot. I'm not at all convinced that the news media will be willing co-conspirators here in all of this stuff because they realize, or maybe even they don't realize, they're appealing to the anti-intellectual side of all of this. So, you listen to some of those things as they're discussed and you think, okay, why wouldn't they know about those things? Why wouldn't they know? They might not know what was going on specifically, but these people have plenty of targets. And so it's pretty exasperating to listen to all this stuff and have all of the energy focused on it when there are many more things perhaps we could be focused on. And you may completely disagree with me. That's fine. Help yourself. 800-510-8255. You can disagree without being disagreeable. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Massachusetts.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Swedish authorities issuing an arrest warrant for Mr. Assange. He's 39 years old. Comes from Australia, as many of you may know. He has long feared retribution for his disclosures and has called the rape allegations a smear campaign. And I don't know the facts, but it certainly is possible for everybody. Some of this stuff is so transparent. Last week, at the request of Sweden's Stockholm Criminal Court, Interpol issued a red notice placing him on the most wanted list. The Brits have asked Swedish authorities for additional details, and they have not been specified. At least the British are asking the right questions about him. Let's see if some of this sticks. Meanwhile, there are a lot of details in the report that sort of focus on sites that seem to be vital or may be vital to our protection. I put that word in quotation marks. Okay, let's go to the brain trust over at CNN. The great Elliot Spitzer and his partner Kathleen Parker, who walked off the show last week, apparently came back again. Here they speak with former Ambassador Joe Wilson. Now, this ought to be good because Wilson was a guy who was uncovering all kinds of things that our government was involved in before we went into Iraq. Remember all that?
Are these documents uniquely dangerous to us, to our interests?
Well, I think they're probably dangerous to our interests and to the interests of our allies, and they're dangerous to every country that may be mentioned in them. Their strategic infrastructure. I remember when I was in Baghdad during the first Gulf War, we cataloged by virtue of where the hostages were, the hostages that Saddam Hussein had taken. We found out where they were, and those became the 54 strategic sites that we bombed during the first couple of nights of the first Gulf War. We figured that if Saddam thought enough of those sites to put American hostages there, they were probably of strategic importance to him and to his economy. I'm quite sure that anybody who takes a look at those documents with those sites will be putting together their own target list if they have the ability to do so.
Did his capacity to get access to these documents surprise you? You've been in the Foreign Service for over 20 years. You had the rank of ambassador. Did it shock you that he was able to hack into the system or that somebody leaked this volume of sensitive information to him?
Yeah, I'm awfully surprised that CIPRANET, which I suspect is the classified information program that he was involved in or using, I'm surprised that it wasn't better compartmentalized. If what we hear is true, that it's simply a couple of disgruntled soldiers, that they would have access to information so far outside their core responsibilities. So I'm awfully surprised at that. And I also just wonder how you end up an operation like this run essentially by a social misfit and a private first class in the U.S. Army. It does seem to me that, as others have said elsewhere, that one ought to be looking at the possibility that this is an official penetration by a hostile intelligence service and begin to ask the question, who stands to benefit by this embarrassment as well as by this leak of some really essential information, national security information?
When you say that this may be a front, there may be something else more nefarious going on, what can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, I'm not in that business, so it's just speculation. But it does seem to me that when you're in the counterintelligence business, the first thing you look for is who's doing this and why, what do they have to gain by it. And I would hope that's going on here.
All right. What's going on here? 800-510-8255. Clay Cohen, who's the director of social media at DougStephan.com, following this story. Get some of your Twitter comments. See if people are talking about it on Facebook as well. And we'll continue this focus here. I'm sort of taken back a little bit by the stridency of some of the oohing by people like Mrs. Clinton. That is just sort of surprises me. Anyway, WikiLeaks, in case you didn't know, facilitates the anonymous leaking of secret information. That has been its stock in trade, and that's what they do. I'm not sure I understand the model on how they make money. Maybe I should ask that question. How does this guy get money? Is there advertising on this? I must admit I've never been to the site, frankly. Have you? 800-510-TALK-28 after on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and soft
raw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
So the plot thickens if you're following this conversation. News Talk Radio, Talk Television, the life and times of Julian Assange. You may or may not have heard. Some of the news folks have it and some of them don't yet. But the police in England have arrested Assange. The warrant was issued by Sweden, member of the common market. So that's what the European community all act as if. Kind of like the United States, does Sweden want to extradite to France or vice versa? Like, well, would Michigan extradite to Minnesota? Same kind of thing. So Assange's lawyer arranged to deliver him to the police for questioning regarding the investigation that focuses on the Swedish charges. And then, of course, there are a lot of people who want to get him because of all of the government secrets that he's let out on the internet, but the charge is a sex crime. His lawyer told reporters that the Metro Police called him, Mr. Stevens, to say that they had received the arrest warrant and that they could, I guess, sort of make a deal that, you bring him in, we'll arraign him, and so that's the way. So they did. This has been very... It's actually very British, very organized, very polite, and so they got the information apparently from Sweden. That's what they discussed with the lawyer, and the lawyer said, "Okay, we see what you're talking about. I'll bring him in," and then that's what happened. They didn't, it was like the police made this sting arrest on the guy. He was brought into the police station, and he was arrested there, as far as I can figure out. They didn't go chasing after him, so... It'd be interesting to see how this thing plays out. And if, in fact, he isn't guilty of all of this stuff and can prove it, then it really does stand to underscore all of the hoopla about this guy being trumped up because he's embarrassed a lot of people. mostly the United States, because our security sucks. Why should this guy be the bad guy? Because we've done a terrible job doing what we're supposed to do. What are we paying for? You and me, the taxpayer. These people correct all of these things, and what's-his-face wouldn't have any of this information. A private in the Army can get access to this stuff? Who should be angry at whom here? You and I should be angry at the government for having this stuff, if it's as sensitive as it is, available as easily as it has been available. Let's focus on what's really wrong here. Here from Fox News, Jenna Lee, speaking with Cully Stimson. He's from the Heritage Foundation, and this is their overview, or at least I guess the guy from the Heritage Foundation is looking into his crystal ball about the future for Assange.
Cully, how important is it that we get this guy?
I think it's vitally important that civilized society join up together and work together to find this guy and stop him from what he's doing. He is moving from a nuisance, Jenna, to a clear and present danger, not only to the United States, but to civilized society, so he needs to be stopped. And I predict, as I predicted a long time ago on this network, that the end will not be pretty for him.
Well, talk a little bit more about that. Are you saying we get him by all means necessary?
I think that these little electronic IEDs, which is essentially what they are, that he's sending or setting on the world stage for us to step on or other people to step on, either have or will result in blood on his hands. Whether we're rising to the legal level of being in a posture of inherent self-defense where we can launch a cyber attack or other attack against him or something, this is not false rhetoric from me or others who are talking about him being a real threat. He is a real threat. He's caused damage in the short term. But the one good little nugget out there, Jenna, is this. Eventually, he's going to run out of documents.
Really think so, Cully? Because it seems like day after day, there's something new that's hitting the wire, and that's pretty discouraging.
It's discouraging. I think we should expect more until he's stopped. We know, at least from published reports, that what he's released so far is a mere 1% of what he has in his possession. But he has to encourage people to give him stuff. And if the people like the Bradley Mannings and others are convicted in a fair trial and given a harsh punishment, that will create an incentive for people not to do this.
An incentive for people not to do it. Civilized people don't do this sort of thing. Really? 800-510-8255. Again, if you didn't hear the story, Assange has been arrested in England on the Swedish warrant. He was going to go to a magistrate's court later on today. This is, again, all a lot of hooey, I think, and we're not getting at the real problem, which is what we don't very often. The real problem isn't this guy leaked the stuff. It's a problem, but it's not the real problem. The real problem is that he got it and how he got it. 800-510-8255. All right, let's listen to radio host Dave Ross and his partner Luke Burbank focusing on Assange.
I was with this guy. I mean, I was with him, and now he's become this, you know, this sort of, he's calling for Hillary Clinton's ouster. He's threatening to...
He wants Obama out, too.
He's threatening to drop an information bomb if anyone messes with him. I mean, he's like, maybe his marbles were always lost, and he was just kind of covering it well, but it now appears that this guy is off the reservation.
Well, you know, informants, as we know, are always just a little bit strange in some way. It's not easy to work both sides like this. But I still, some of the stuff that he's revealing in a strange way makes us look like the only normal country in this sea of insanity. We are surrounded by people who pretend to be our friends but are financing our enemies. This latest disclosure about Saudi Arabia, not just that, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, right? All these guys are supposedly, they're in our corner in the war on terror. They're doing everything they possibly can. But they apparently don't notice that their rich conservatives are funneling all this money to, quote, charities, which just happen to be funneling it to terrorist groups.
It's all the money that's raised when people make the Hajj to Mecca.
Yeah, that's right.
They're redirecting those those monies to, like, a really bad organization.
And we know this, but we're all bent out of shape that it's being disclosed because our government wanted to protect us from the information that our friends really aren't our friends. And suddenly this guy is being treated like he published a portrait of Mohammed or something. So I get it. I know exactly what you're saying. I don't trust him. I wouldn't want him running things.
Breyer Dudley, who's the tech guy at the Seattle Times, raised an interesting point. I'm sure that the reason, the reason that Amazon kicked him off was because he violated the user agreement, not because they were opposed to the content of it. More and more newspapers are contracting out with these private companies to basically be their publisher, circulate their material. And yet these private companies have the power to take you down for whatever reason. In this case, we assume it was because Assange did something illegal and that violates the user agreement. But what happens when the day comes that all the newspapers are on these big private corporate servers and the private corporation really is uncomfortable with some of the stuff being disclosed? Flick of the switch. Actually, no switches anymore. It's all just keystrokes. And down you go. I mean, it's in their hands now. I think he makes a good point. Doesn't that scare you even a little bit?
Mm-hmm. 800-510-8255. I find this, as Ross suggested there, pretty interesting and very compelling. And it is one of those things that is it a ticking time bomb, as was suggested earlier? The international community embarrassed because we found out that they're human? Come on. But what he said earlier on about him being a strange guy, take a look at this guy. And you can't have here. Have any experience talking with people, watching body language, getting a look into the eyes of those who are regular or not regular. There is something, I don't want to say demented, but there's something distant. That's probably the word, distant about this guy. And the very fact that he does what he does leads you to believe that there is something, some would say he's just not right. That boy is just not right. But it would be deeper than that. It's more psychological disturbance there than one would tell in a cursory look. But, you know, in that circumstance, doing what he does, that make him dangerous? It makes him different. Remains to be seen how dangerous he is. 800-510-8255. Your calls are up next on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Want to heat things up this Christmas for the lady in your life? Send her the new Hoodie Footy Pajama. Most talked about holiday gift this year, and it's available at pajamagram.com. Nobody else has it. A Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with a cozy footy pajama. It'll keep her warm from head to toe. The Hoodie Footy is made of microfleece, soft, comfortable, warm, has a zip up front, and you can zip the feet off as well. It is wonderful. Pajamagram has over 100 styles, in fact, to choose from. Everything from naughty to nice and comfy to sexy. Each Pajamagram is delivered in a beautiful gift hat box and lavender bath confetti. A Do Not Disturb sign is attached as well. And a gift card. All of this comes free. Overnight delivery, Christmas delivery. Visit pajamagram.com for the Hoodie Footy. It is something will make your relationship really cozy. Call 800-GIVE-PJs, 800-448-3757, and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
800-510-8255. The focus is on the WikiLeaks documents and the founder. Interesting, David calling from California with a comment, and the focus here appears to be the government.
I have two quick points. The first one is I'm outraged at the difference between the U.S. government prosecuting the messenger versus prosecuting the murder that was revealed by WikiLeaks, the helicopter murders of the civilians by the U.S. military and the two Reuters newspaper people. The U.S. government is aggressively going after Assange, but they are ignoring the murder that took place from the military. And the second one is, I think the laws are backwards. The burden should be on those who are making things classified. The burden should not be on the public to correct things that have been improperly classified. I don't think the public should bear the burden of trying to figure out what is properly in the public domain. We are criminalizing the truth.
800-510-8255. That very well said. I think, David, you are on to it. That's the real issue with me and most people who are really thinking this through. 800-510-8255. Next up in the caller department is Paul, listening in Las Vegas on KNUU.
I had a couple of quick comments and a question. First comment was, I wonder what Mr. Assange's reaction would be to having his criminal file released throughout the globe. He is accused of two rapes in a country that is using Interpol. They consider it serious enough to go after him. I wonder if he considers that that information should be public information. You know, you mentioned Assange wrote a letter to Department of Defense giving them the opportunity to scrub the documents. Let's take that a little bit further. Assange clearly feels that he's in a position and has the authority to release things that others feel should not be released. That means if there was a discussion between Assange and Department of Defense, Department of Defense might say on a particular item, this can't be released, and he would say, you have to convince me, and I will decide if you have convinced me. So Assange, a non-citizen, puts himself at the level of judgment exercised only by the President of the United States.
Okay. And your point is? 800, I know, I get the point. 800-510-8255. I told you, the guy's a little strange. Is something, what is the old expression? The elevator doesn't go all the way to the top. There's something missing there from his social consciousness, his social environment. But again, back to what David said before, this isn't, the real problem here isn't Assange. It is the wrongdoing that's been exposed. Here is Charles calling in from Florida to have a wonderment for us.
I'd always been concerned or would like to hear more about whistleblowers themselves, how they have become criminalized and the criminalization of the truth, it really seems, and the slandering of people who come out with truth and the whistleblowers and the fact that Mr. Assange himself has been had the charges of rape dropped and then picked up again or molestation. And if you go on the web, you can find out the charges themselves have to deal with consensual sex but he didn't use a condom and then refused to, I guess, or is having going back to getting an STD test for these two ladies. But the fact that whistleblowers themselves, they have a court system where they can have their rights protected, but it seems like the courts themselves are really geared against them.
All right. Why don't the courts want to protect whistleblowers like Assange? Good question. 800-510-8255. We continue.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
An ad council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Information, communication, conversation, controversy, 800-510-8255. Rick in Virginia, how do you come down on this information about WikiLeaks or what to do with Assange, or in general, what the government is hiding from you?
Well, the government works for me. If they can't classify documents and keep people's fingers off them, the problem is truly in their courts, embarrassing as it is. But, I mean, they when they had the whistleblowers on the tobacco industry, they went after the tobacco industry for lying. You know, same thing with Watergate. Same thing even with the more recent developments of Acorn, I mean, exposing them for all their fraud and corruption. I mean, the problem is within the institution that is being exposed. Why are these things getting out into the public domain? This is ridiculous. So thanks a lot, Doug.
All right, you're welcome. You echo what a lot of people are thinking. Tim is in Skillabone, Tennessee, is that right? Or Skullbone?
Skullbone.
Skullbone. All right, Tim, go ahead.
I was commenting on the whistleblowers. You know, we've got numbers set up throughout the different states, and even the federal government has numbers and websites set up for you to do the whistleblowing if you find out about fraud, waste, or abuse. But it seems like, you know, whenever somebody does do that, that everybody goes after the person who reported it.
Right. Shoot the messenger.
What's going on?
Yeah.
So why would you even consider calling in and risking your job and risking your family and everything over, you know, anything like that? But as far as what's going on in WikiLeaks, you know, I don't really see the national security issue. I mean, that's put us in an unsafe position by them telling, you know, that we got a bunch of liars in our
country. Well, what they'll tell you if you were to speak to somebody who might be able to answer that question, they would tell you that the danger has come about with the latest release of information that denotes where some of our more, quote-unquote, secret and important assets are. Whether you believe that or not remains to be seen. In other words, a laundry list of targets for Osama bin Laden, like he didn't know where to target where the soft underbelly is. So yeah, there's that kind of stuff. They're pulling that. It's kind of like the government when they get into trouble and they need support. Oh, it's for the children. Oh, we can't. We have to help the children. So this is the same kind of phony baloney stuff. And you've seen right through it, Tim. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. So Assange is under arrest. Tammy's in Minnesota. She's very interested. And so let's hear what she has to say.
I'm kind of surprised at my own reaction to joining Assange and the WikiLeaks. Because I kind of feel like we're shooting the messenger. And I don't know if he's exposed other secrets, basically, in other countries, like he's exposing them the United States government, and that I know he's got access with this young man, allegedly, who has done this thing. I'm really surprised because, personally, I can't wait to hear what the financial revelations will be if they ever get exposed. I'd like to kind of see what's going on in that department. But are you surprised that this has shown such a wide variance than Valerie Plame's case? Because that, to me, was just dismissed with a stroke of a pen, and life goes on. I thought that was very serious.
Yeah, it was very serious. Much different sort of a thing here. The financial industry, yeah, there are things that have to be released about that. George, listening to WBNJ in New Jersey, hi.
The WikiLeaks leak of this various information concerning Iraq, Afghanistan, et cetera, it could probably parallel some things that occurred during World War II. No, definitely the public did not have access to information so quickly at that time, where prior to Pearl Harbor, back in, I think, November of 41, Secretary of War, pardon me, Stimson, stated, and this can be downloaded now, it's public information, that, I'm going to paraphrase it, we have to maneuver the Japanese into firing the first shot without doing too much damage to ourselves. And this is on Admiral Kimmel's grandson's website. Now, that's pretty damning evidence, as far as I'm concerned, that the United States was looking for ways to get into war with Japan.
Yeah, 'twas ever thus. Remember the military-industrial complex, how good it was for business for the years of World War II. Ron, in Milwaukee, you'll have the final thought.
In many respects, it's hard to make the U.S. look any worse than how it's actually responded to this event. I mean, we've seen in recent years China using drastic measures to block websites and the Internet, and I hear that there is attempts by some groups to try to do that to WikiLeaks. We've also seen elements from Russia assassinate a dissident in the United Kingdom. Now there are right-wing pundits like Jonah Goldberg and William Kristol who are advocating murdering the head of WikiLeaks.
Yeah, right. Somebody in Canada said that, too. All right, thank you for being here and participating in our talk.